You can go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
We're still on.
Something like these small little changes on the bottom of that chart, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in, if you look to the left, these big wide differences in the envelope and looking for an opportunity at that point. If they're small like this, and actually what's nice is with that gray line going across, if they can't get above and spread above that gray line, it's not strong enough for me to want to mess with. So I'm definitely not taking every setup as they come along. I'm just trying to find something that's very solidly with the trend, in this case as identified by the envelope.
Okay, and so and you're defining that by, like, from what I can see on Mike's 10,000 contract right now,
mm-hmm.
on the far left of the screen, we've got a very wide blue envelope.
Yep.
And then we go to a red envelope three quarters of the way over.
Yep.
But it's a very narrow envelope. So you would wait for that envelope to open wide. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and then look for a setup after that. Yes.
Yeah. Now, when you say that you look for 2 points a day, do you look for 1 2-point trade, or do you look for 2 1-point trades?
Well, since I've joined CFRN, I've been having more 1 2-point trades. The system that I've traded in the past and that I still trade as well, is a 1-point trade. So I'm really, my actual goal is 1 point a day. And I'll stick around and go for a second one if I have a good setup, and after I've made two, I'm done in most cases. It's just more of a, I know that I've got a better chance of giving it back. But one thing I do have to say about CFRN, and I've been trading futures of one kind or another for about 16 years, I've never been in a room or traded a system that has such small risk to reward, which I mean small risk involved, where I know that if I screw up and make a bad trade, I just have to make one good trade to get back to even. And I've been profitable every day that I've been in this room for 10 days. And it is such a nice, simple system. And you don't have to make it complicated. You don't have to make, 100 ticks a day. For me, it's just make some money, done, come back the next day. And as your buddy, as I build my account, I just add contracts. I'm not trying to hit home runs, even though that trade today between 68 and 81 was lovely. I don't know how to get in and stay into those kind of trades. That's hard for me to do.
It is hard. It's really rewarding for me to hear you say what you said about being in the room, because I know that if you can come in and see it and find it, that others can, and that's, for me, that's a real blessing.
Yeah.
To know that we are putting something out there that can really be of benefit, and to hear it, because everyone goes through different struggles and we try to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
And because Michael and I have been at it for a while, and we understand different layers, and sometimes we're like an old married couple. We finish each other's sentences. And sometimes he and I can start bouncing things off each other, and we can make it, all of a sudden I realize that we've taken something really simple and we've kind of complicated it for the person who just came along. So I'm glad to hear you say that about simple, and that's a reminder to me to always try to keep it simple. It's easy enough for someone to complicate on their own. They don't need me to do that for them. And also what you said about the 2 points a day, gosh, I just can't stress that enough to folks. You just don't need 10 points a day.
Nope.
And the damage you're going to do to yourself trying to chase that 10. Now, to the person that held that trade today, good for you. I mean, that's a skill all unto itself. I like to hear that you did that, and I'm glad you did that, and I guess I should just tell the truth and say I wish I could do that. But not that I've never held on to a trade, but I tend to do exactly what you're talking about, Michael. And think about it this way too, guys. Then this is different from holding on to a trade. But the more times you expose yourself to the market over a given day, the greater the likelihood that you're going to give some or all of whatever money you've made, you should give it right back to the market. Now, that's hard for a lot of when people first get started. It's hard to reconcile that for some reason. Hey, man, I'm just going to work hard. I'm going to get up early, stay late. I'm not even going to take lunch. I'm just going to trade. And I'm going to make up for all the years that I've been slaving away out there in a regular job, not, you know, earning what I'm worth. You know, I felt that way coming in, too, although I had done well and owned businesses and whatnot. But I had a good work ethic. And so I didn't want to just work a short period of time a day. I didn't want to just get 2 points and then go, you know, run my other business. No, I wanted to stay glued to this screen, man. And every time price moved, it was like if once I started trading futures, now I didn't have an issue with equities, but once I got into futures, if I didn't have a hook in the water, in other words, if I didn't have some action on, I didn't feel like I was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, that did a number on me. Emotionally, financially, psychologically, even physically. I had to let go of that. So for each of you listening to this, you're somewhere on that journey, finding out what fits for you, what's right for you. And so we're always here to talk with and pray. We'll always pray with you if you're struggling through that, trying to find what is right for you. So less is more.
What are the common
with us? Yeah, go ahead.
As far as the 1 or 2 points a day and home trading this, because I'm new to the system, even though it's very simple to understand quickly and trade, I started with a goal of just 1 point a day, knowing that the normal 4 tick trades is going to give me 2. My goal was 1 point a day, and I mentioned this to Michael in the email as well, and only expecting to make money 4 days out of 5, because that allows me to sit back and sit on my hands on days like last Friday, where there was absolutely nothing in the first 2 hours of that day, but I'd already made my money the first 4 days of the week, and I didn't have to trade on Friday. So that's just another way I take the stress off of myself. I didn't start trading in simulation because I know that for myself, that fear and greed thing is something I need to have to understand how it affects me. And so trading one contract works better for me than trading sim in the ES. But I've been trading the ES for the big S&P for at least 10 years, so it isn't that big a deal. But to lower my expectations of what is a successful week so that I don't have to feel like I have to make money every single day has helped me as well. But I've just really enjoyed my 2 weeks in here so far, and I think that's something that you, Dwayne, can pass on to the guys in the morning session that are thinking of becoming partners, that I found it to be, as you say, a blessing, considering what I've, you know, looked at over the last 15 years.
One of the things that makes that difficult for those of us who do have a good work ethic is we go to work, or if we now have labeled ourselves a trader, okay, so now my job is to trade.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the office or we walk down the hall, however it plays out for each one of us, and we think that we should be trading. I didn't know how to go home at the end of the day and have my wife say, well, how did it go today? And I'd go, I didn't see anything I liked. I didn't take any trades. It would be perfectly okay for me to do that. It would be kind of like, hey, honey, I'm going to start up this painting business. Oh, well, that sounds great. You know, you always, you know, run a good business, so I know you'll do very well. And so I come home at the end of the day, and she goes, well, how many houses did your crew paint today? You know, we didn't really see any houses that we felt right about painting today. So we kind of just kicked it in the back of the truck, you know, and we listened to some tunes, and we prayed and read the Bible, and then we had lunch, and you know, I'm home early. So my mind could not, I had been working too hard for too many years to embrace that kind of slackness, but it's mm-hmm. not slackness.
No.
Sitting there in front of the screen, analyzing what you see and realizing that there's not a high probability set up in front of you, that is, anybody can pull the trigger, you know, anybody can put on a trade, but can you find a high probability trade, execute it, manage it, and be done? That's when it really becomes work. So, and David said something today during the radio broadcast that really dovetails in very nicely, Michael, with what you said about you were able to not trade anything last Friday when you didn't see anything, when there wasn't anything, and it was fine because you've given yourself that grace.
Yep.
And what David said was that at the end of the month, you're going to get a statement. So rather than worry each minute of each day about, man, I got to make some money, I got to make some money, if maybe you put your focus a little farther out and that I'm not so worried about whether I make money this hour or this day, my goal is that when my statement comes at the end of the month, now I know this is the world of futures now and we all get it electronically at night at the end of the day, not just the end of the month, but you can get the idea. And the point being is that you're working towards a larger goal than just the next trade. You're focused on having you know, positive gains at the end of the month. That, so if the next trade doesn't go your way, or if tomorrow doesn't go your way, it doesn't freak you out, blow you out, you don't get depressed, you don't get angry, you don't have to go buy new monitors, because it's part of the plan, and you know that ahead of time. So I'm really, you've got some great experience under your belt, and I hope that others will hear. They hear me and Michael yap all the time, but I hope they've heard you and heard you well, because you said some really profound things. Michael Bork, anything you want to add to what this Michael B. has just said?
I didn't hear what he just said all that much because I was on the phone. I didn't even have my headset on because I was.
You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310. And we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.